you don't just like foodie fiction set in France, you also like foodie fiction set in Italy.
Oh, absolutely. Anthony Capella, The Food of Love. What a wonderful, fun story that is. An American girl visiting Rome falls in love with what she thinks is a famous chef. He's actually a local waiter, but he has his best friend do the cooking for him. So we have a best friend of the waiter that's a wonderful cook, and they, between them, have him cook all the dishes that are passed off as a waiter's own cooking.
Sounds like a bit of a Cyrano de Bergerac story. So instead of doing the verse under the balcony, he does the cooking.
Yes, that's probably true. It's a wonderful book, though. And, of course, the truth comes out in the end. And who does she fall for? Well, you'll have to read it to find out.
Yeah, don't spoil the ending for us. You've also got another book here.
Ah, The 100-Foot Journey by Richard C. Moraes. This is one of my favourites. It starts off in India, a very, very lively, colourful Indian family. Sadness forces them to leave and they end up in rural France. They open up a Bollywood-type restaurant only 100 feet away from Madame Mallory. Oh, she is not impressed, and she starts a culinary war.
So we'll have the list of these authors. I must admit, I have come across some fairly dodgy fiction that's used food. Would you say encourage people to persevere, maybe?
Yes, I can't say that I've found that. The first book that I read that was fruity fiction was many years ago, and it was Fried Green Tomatoes after I'd seen the movie. But I've enjoyed just about every foodie book that I've ever picked up. I guess I just have a love of food, and if it's got some good recipes in it, I'll forgive the author anything.
Well, there are some wonderful classics like Water for Chocolate, which but it's so much food right through the book.
The title for that actually kind of gives it away. It's because I looked that up the other day because I like that one, and it's called Water for Chocolate, a novel in monthly installments with recipes, romances, and home remedies. And that's by Laura Esquivel. That's a great one. But you also, in that book, you also kind of see the potential of food writing to be really sensuous. You know, it is like a sensuous thing, eating, and I think it really lends itself to romance.
That might be the solution for all these people who have trouble writing sex scenes. Write a sexy food scene instead.
Yes, indeed.
We might leave it on that note, but if you want to find out about all the best books with lots of great stories and good recipes as well, come over to the Mullum Library and find Di. That's your top tip for the day. Thanks, Di.
Thank you very much, and I'd love to see everybody here and we'll have a talk about food.
And thanks, Kate.
No problem. It's a pleasure.